Welcome to Creative Connections, the medical analogy podcast. In each episode, we dive into a new condition, unraveling its complexities through exciting and relatable stories. The series is brought to life by award-winning voice actor Ben Haug. And if you want more, I invite you to visit rickycomerford.com/store, where you can purchase the textbook. Available in paperback and ebook formats. Enjoy the episode and happy learning.
Multiple sclerosis. Let's envision the body as a city, illuminated by the steady hum of an electrical grid. This grid represents the nervous system, with neurons playing the role of the power lines, carrying vital information throughout the city. In normal circumstances, these power lines, or neurons, are insulated with a protective layer known as myelin. This armor-like coating ensures that electrical signals zip across the city without a hitch, keeping the urban districts, or body systems, humming along. Now imagine, in the case of multiple sclerosis, this insulation begins to wear thin and fray, thanks to an unwarranted attack by the city's own defense forces, representing an autoimmune attack. Think of it as mischievous rodents gnawing at the power lines, disrupting the smooth flow of electricity or nerve impulses. Such interruptions can cause unpredictable power blackouts or symptoms that can ripple across various sections of the city and the body. This might affect the residential areas, representing motor functions, the commercial centers, representing sensory functions, and even communication hubs, representing cognitive functions. The reach and severity of these blackouts hinge upon the location and degree of damage to the power lines. Over time, the recurrent onslaught on the insulation gives rise to scar tissue, or sclerosis, adding another layer of challenge to the electrical grid's functionality. This leads to a gradual downturn in the city's capacity to maintain its operations, leading to an increase in the frequency and severity of power outages. When it comes to managing and treating multiple sclerosis, the goals are clear. Protect the insulation of the power lines, the myelin, from further damage, and breathe life back into the electrical grid's function as much as possible. This could mean employing immunomodulatory medications to keep the autoimmune attack at bay, managing symptoms, and deploying rehabilitation strategies to make the most of the city's remaining resources. By addressing the root cause of the blackouts and putting targeted interventions in place, we can aspire to mitigate the impact of multiple sclerosis on the city or the body, and bolster its resilience in the face of ongoing hurdles.